Pat. You have now been joined with Christopher Styler.
Hi, Christopher. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thanks. How about you?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to talk to you because you are presenting the Golden Girls Cookbook, more than 90 wonderful recipes from Blanche and Rose. And oh my gosh, how did this all come about? You've got to tell me.
Well, as a huge fan of the Golden Girls for, I don't know how many years, I was thrilled when the people at Disney called me and asked if I would like to work on the Golden Girls cookbook. And I don't think they were finished with the question before I said, yes, absolutely, can I start now?
I know. I mean, how exciting, right? I mean, we grew up with the Golden Girls. We love the Golden Girls. And where did you get these recipes?
Well, a lot of them from Rose's and Sophia's chapters were simple because Sophia especially is always cooking or always talking about food and what she's going to cook next and what she cooked last. So those were very simple. Of course, I drew on her Sicilian heritage and also a little bit on their Sophia and Dorothy's Brooklyn roots as well. And Rose is always talking about St. Olaf and some of the kind of off-the-wall recipes
right.
She used to make when she was there and also made when she moved to Miami. And I also pictured her in the Midwest cooking these wonderful, hearty dishes for her family. And in the case of Sophia and Blanche, who didn't really cook on the show, I just used their very strong and very different personalities as a jumping-off point to come up with a list of recipes that I imagine they would have cooked if they did cook.
Well, I just think it's pretty amazing. I mean, so you created these recipes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I did. I had, yes. And I can tell you that I had an enormous amount of fun doing that. And so did my friends and neighbors who were very happy to volunteer to taste.
Oh, I bet. Right? Well, I mean, it's just so much fun. Each star has a fitting recipe attributed to their fun facts. And, I mean, you have trivia and quotes and photos from the TV series in this book, too, right?
Yes. And I have to tell you, on the very last page, that black and white photo of the four Golden Girls standing around the stove and Sophia stirring and Dorothy's tasting, one of my favorite photos ever.
So what are some of your favorite dishes in this cookbook?
Well, coming up to the holidays and the cooler weather for a lot of us, I'm thinking, of course, about family get-togethers over, especially, let's say, Thanksgiving. I'm thinking of side dishes like Blanche's honey bourbon glazed carrots and, of course, her pecan pie, Blanche's pecan pie for dessert. Maybe Dorothy's roasted and mashed sweet potatoes. And maybe Dorothy's orange honey glazed Brussels sprouts.
Wow.
As another side dish. So that's where my thoughts are now.
Okay, now I've got to ask you this. I mean, you have drinks, you have appetizers, salads, main courses, and of course, cheesecake recipes, a favorite of all the girls, but I did not realize that Bea Arthur did not like cheesecake. So she really hated it, huh?
Yes. You know, I've read that story. You know, sometimes things are, you know, stories evolve over the years, but I've read that so many places and from so many different sources that, you know, I have come to believe it. So you can imagine if it were you or me on the set, or probably any of the other actresses on the set, they would look forward very much to any scene that had cheesecake in it. But poor Bea Arthur.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Now, we can find this cookbook everywhere, right?
Yes, your favorite online retailer, and I certainly hope that it's in your local bookstore.
Well, it's the Golden Girls Cookbook, and I think everybody needs a copy of this, and I think it would be a great gift idea for the holidays.
I can't help but agree with you. And it really is a special book. And the recipes are, if I may say so myself, fantastic. Most of them are very simple. And it would please any Golden Girls fan and make new Golden Girls fans out of anybody who's not already a fan.
Well, I think we just make some dishes and then watch reruns.
I'm right there with you. The day after Thanksgiving, on a nice cozy couch,
yeah,
with some pecan pie and some cherry cheesecake ice cream.
Oh my gosh, yum. What's next for you, Chef?
I'm working on another book that I'm supposed to keep quiet for the time being.
Oh, and, I like that.
You know, and the work that I do with TV, mostly cooking shows, but some other types of shows, has unfortunately been very quiet, as I'm sure you can understand, this year. And I'm very much looking forward to me and all of the wonderful people I've worked with in television. I'm looking forward to all of us getting back together and making more great TV.
Yes, and amen to that. Well, thank you for your time. Yeah. I've really enjoyed it, and I love the book.
Well, thank you so much, Kat, and I really appreciate your having me on this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.